咱们今天来讨论一下南京最近出台的这个2026年的学区房新政。
Today, we're going to discuss the new policy for school district housing in Nanjing for 2026. Well,
这个新政啊，其实它背后反映了国家对于教育资源均衡化的推动。
This new policy actually reflects the country's push for balanced distribution of educational resources.
以及这个人口结构的变化。
And this change in population structure.
还有就是房住不炒的这个大的趋势下。
And another thing is the overall trend of not investing in real estate.
学区房正在逐步的褪去它的金融属性。
The financial attributes of school districts are gradually disappearing.
然后回归到它的居住属性。
Then return to its residential property.
这样的一个大的背景。
Such a large background.
是啊。
Yes.
这个确实是一个非常值得聊的话题。
This is indeed a very worthwhile topic to discuss.
那我们就直接开始吧。
Then let's start right away.
好的。
Okay.
我们先来看一下南京2026年的这个学区房新政。
Let's first take a look at the new policy for school district housing in Nanjing in 2026.
它到底都有哪些核心的变化？
What are the core changes?
尤其是这个落户的限制和这个学位锁定，这两个大家最关心的方面。
Especially these restrictions on settling and this degree lock, which are two aspects that everyone is concerned about.
落户这块的话，变化还是非常大的。
The changes in this area are very significant. Well,
就是小学的话，
if it's elementary school,
其实2025年就已经不要求提前一年落户了。
Actually, it is no longer required to settle in a year in advance in 2025.
然后2026年的话，
then in 2026,
就是初中鼓楼，
that's the middle school in Gulu,
玄武，
Dragon's Head,
秦淮建业，
Tianhai Construction Industry,
这四个主城区也不再要求你提前一年落户了。
These four main districts no longer require you to register your residence 1 year in advance.
对。
Okay.
就是你只要在报名之前，
Just make sure that before you register,
把你的户口和房产都搞定，
Get your household registration and property affairs settled.
并且你真的住在这个房子里面，就可以上学了。
And if you really live in this house, you can go to school.
它不会再卡。
It won't be stuck anymore.
啊，你说你要在上一年的5月31号之前落户。
You said you want to register before May 31st of last year.
啊，这确实给家长减轻了不少压力。
This really relieves a lot of pressure for parents.
那学位锁定这块呢？
What about that degree lock?
是不是也有松绑？
Are there any bindings?
是的。
Yes.
就是主城的这四个区，鼓楼、玄武、秦淮、建业，已经取消了小学六年、初中三年的学位锁定。
The four districts of the main city, Shu and Wu District, have canceled the primary and junior high school enrollment lock for grades 1-3 and 7-9.
就你孩子一入学，房主马上就可以把房子卖掉。
As soon as your child enters school, the homeowner can immediately sell the house.
然后新的买家第二年就可以用这个学位。
Then the new buyer can use this degree in the second year.
就是它是可以多户家庭连续使用的。
That means it can be used by multiple households in a row.
但是栖霞和江宁还是照旧，还是六年和三年的学位锁定。
But will the degree lock of 6 years and 3 years still be in effect for Zishu and Jianning?
除了这个落户和学位锁定的变化之外啊
，Besides the changes in settling and degree locking,
南京的这个学区房新政还有哪些比较关键的配套措施
？What are the key supporting measures for the new policy of school district housing in Nanjing.
这次的政策还是很全面的。
This policy is very comprehensive.
就是他还是坚持三一致原则。
He still adheres to the principle of three consistent. Well,
就是你的户籍。
That's your residence permit.
你的监护人。
Your guardian.
百分之百产权的房产和实际居住的地址必须要一致。
对。
The property must have 100% ownership and the actual address where it is occupied must match.
然后他会严查那种空挂户和人户分离的情况。
Then he will strictly investigate cases of empty households and households separated.
那这个多孩家庭有什么特别的照顾吗？
Does this family have any special care?
当然有啦。
Of course.
就是这次的话是推出了长幼随学。
This time, the announcement was about promoting the principle of learning from elders and younger generations.
就是二孩三孩家庭可以直接申请。
That is, families with two or three children can apply directly.
让孩子都在同一所学校就读。
Let the children all attend the same school.
然后还有就是公办民办学校是同步招生的。
Then there's the issue of public and private schools having simultaneous enrollment.
并且还是免试就近入学。
And also, it is possible to enroll in a nearby school without taking any exams.
这也都是跟国家的阳光招生的要求是一致的。
This is also consistent with the requirements of national sunshine recruitment.
说完了这个南京学区房新政的具体内容啊。
Okay, let's talk about the specific details of the Nanjing School District housing policy.
那我们再来看看这个政策。
Then let's take a look at this policy.
对南京本地的房市产生了哪些直接的影响？
What are the direct impacts on the local real estate market in Nanjing? Well,
尤其是在短期之内，
especially in the short term,
这个二手房的挂牌量和交易方式都出现了哪些显著的变化？
What are the significant changes in the listing price and transaction method of this second-hand house?
变化还是挺大的。短
The changes are quite significant.
期来看的话就
Looking ahead,
就是市场上一下子供应就多了。
It's just that the supply is limited in the market. Okay?
因为之前那些被学位占用的房子现在都可以拿出来卖了。
Now that those houses that were previously occupied by degrees are available, they can be occupied.
所以就导致一些中介门店，他们的单日挂牌量从过去的三到五套。
Therefore, some intermediary stores have seen their daily listings decrease from the previous three to five.
一下子就飙到了六十多套。
It suddenly rose to over 60 sets.
所以库存一下子就被释放出来了。
Therefore, the inventory was suddenly released.
这么大的挂牌量的涨幅
Such a large amount of IPO.
那是不是大家买学区房就不用再像以前一样抢时间了？
Does this mean that once people buy houses in good school districts, they won't have to rush like before?
没错没错。
Absolutely, absolutely.
因为以前大家都要提前一年去抢房嘛。
Because everyone used to buy houses a year in advance.
现在就没有这个时间窗口了。
There is no such time window now.
就是你全年都可以交易。
This is something you can trade all year round.
对。
Okay?
所以就没有什么季节性了。
Therefore, there is no seasonality.
然后大家也不会说再去恐慌性的扎堆买房。
Then everyone wouldn't panic and rush to buy houses.
就整个市场就会平稳很多。
This will make the entire market much more stable.
那南京的这个学区房新政出来之后
After the new policy on school district housing in Nanjing came out,
不同的学区的房价和这个房子的流动性都出现了哪些具体的分化？
分化还是挺明显的。
The price and liquidity of the house in different school districts have shown obvious differences. Well,
就是像拉力郎、中英、二十九中这种顶级的学
like the top tier school district in La La Land,
它的价格依然很坚
its price remains strong.
但是它的成交量就明显的萎缩了。
However, its trading volume has significantly decreased. Okay.
对，
就大家还是觉得这些房子很稀缺。
I think everyone still feels that these houses are very scarce.
所以它抗跌性还是很强的。
Therefore, it still has good resistance to decline.
那普通的和二线的学区房呢？
What about the ordinary and second-tier schools?
是不是变化就比较大了
？Is the change significant?
对
，Okay，
普通和二线学区房
，ordinary and second-tier residential areas，
就是以价换量了。
It's all about volume over price。
就有一些小区可能价格跌了25%。
Some communities may have seen price declines of up to 25%，
甚至30%。
Even up to 30%.
Well,
然后那些老破小纯学区的那种房子
then those old run-down houses in the old school district,
就投资价值就基本没有了。
Once you have the investment value, you're basically set.
就回归到它的居住属性了。
Let's get back to his living attributes.
反而那种次新房带学区的就很受刚需的欢迎。
Instead, newly built houses with good schools are very popular among first-time home buyers.
流动性是最好的。
Liquidity is the best.
在新政之后
After the new policy,
南京的这个学区房市场在未来2到5年会有哪些新的变化？
What new changes will the school district housing market in Nanjing experience in the next 2 to 5 years?
主要是学位可以循环使用了嘛。
Can the degree be used repeatedly?
那学区房的这个垄断性和稀缺性就没有那么强了。
The monopoly and scarcity of school plots have not been so strong.
对。
Okay.
所以它的这个炒作的空间就会被大大压缩。
Therefore, its potential for hype will be greatly reduced.
然后大家也不用再提前去囤房。
Then everyone doesn't need to go to the store to buy houses in advance and more.
去占压自己大量的资金。
Withdraw a large amount of funds.
听起来好像就是说买房的门槛和这个风险都降低了。
It seems that the threshold and risk of buying a house have both been lowered.
没错没错。
Even if it's right.
就是刚需的购房成本就下来了。
The cost of buying a home has come down.
然后改善的家庭也可以随时卖掉自己的老破小学区房去置换更好的房子。
Then families who have improved their situation can also sell their old, dilapidated houses in the school district at any time to exchange them for better houses.
对
Okay.
就是大家都是居住需求优先了。
It's just that everyone prioritizes their living needs.
就不再是说把学区房作为一个炒作的工具了。
No longer can we talk about using school districts as a tool for speculation.
确实是这样。
That's right.
然后我们再来看看南京的这个学区房新政。
Then let's take a look at the new policy for school district housing in Nanjing.
在全国的房市里面会有什么样的传导效应？
What kind of transmission effects will there be in the national real estate market? Okay.
就是它会不会成为其他城市的一个政策的参照？
That's what makes it a model for other cities.
这个南京的政策出来之后
After this policy came out in Nanjing.
已经有苏州
There are already Sezhou
张家港
Kangjiadian
还有北京的石景山
There is also Shijingshan in Beijing.
这些地方已经开始行动了。
These places have already started taking action.
就是他们也开始取消或者放宽了学位的年限。
They are also starting to reduce or relax the length of their degree programs.
对。
Okay.
那其实很多一线和二线城市。
Actually, many first-tier and second-tier cities.
接下来也会陆续的跟进。
Next, there will be more houses.
就是他们会取消落户年限的限制。
They will abolish the restrictions on the time limit for obtaining permanent residence.
是，然后松绑学位锁定。
Then release the degree lock.
就是会让房子和学位慢慢的脱钩。
This will make it so that houses and degrees are no longer linked.
所以南京的这个政策其实是带动了整个全国的学区房的逻辑的一个变化。
So, this policy in Nanjing actually changed the logic of school district housing across the entire country.
是这样的。
Here's the situation.
就是大家现在更看重的是流动性。
What people are focusing on now is liquidity.
就大家不会再去长期的锁学位。
Regarding the long-term block of degrees.
然后去炒作稀缺性。
Then hype the scarcity.
对。
Okay.
大家就是根据自己的实际需求去买房。
Everyone buys a house according to their own actual needs.
那这样的话
，Then
全国的学区房的热度都会下来。
The popularity of school districts across the country will decline.
然后整体的房价也会更趋于稳定。
Then the overall housing prices will tend to stabilize.
就泡沫会被挤压掉。
The bubbles will be squeezed out.
但是三四线城市的话。
However, in third and fourth tier cities.
因为本身优质教育资源就没有那么紧张。
Because the demand for high quality educational resources is not so high.
所以受到的影响就有限。
Therefore, the impact is limited.
原来是这样啊。
That's how it is.
那我们再来说说这个学区房的时代是不是真的落幕了。
So, let's talk about whether the era of school district housing is really over. Well,
就是我们要结合现在国家的这个教育政策的大的方向。
This refers to the current national education policy.
比如说教育公平和义务教育均衡化。
For example, educational equality and the equalization of compulsory education.
最近几年国家到底出台了哪些具体的举措？
What specific measures has the country taken in recent years?
然后这些举措又会给学区房的价值带来什么样的冲击？
冲击还是很大的。
Then these measures will bring a significant impact on the value of school district housing.
因为教育公平是现在国家非常核心的一个政策嘛。
Because educational equality is a very core policy of the country now.
对。
Okay.
那其实从2021年开始。
Actually, starting from 2021,
教育部就已经提出了要防止以学区房的名义来炒作房价。
The Ministry of Education has already proposed to prevent the speculation of housing prices under the guise of school district housing.
那近几年其实也陆续的在推行教师轮岗、集团化办学。
In recent years, there have also been gradual implementations of teacher rotation and group-based school management.
学多校划片
Multi-school division.
店租购同
Rent and buy are equal.
全阳光招生
Then recruit.
还有摇号入学等等这些措施
There are also measures such as lottery admission and so on.
那其实它的目的就是要缩小区域之间的教育资源的差距。
Actually, its purpose is to reduce the educational resource gap between regions.
对。
Okay.
那其实这些就从根本上动摇了学区房的这个价值基础。
Actually, this fundamentally undermines the value foundation of the school district housing.
除了教育政策的变化之外。
In addition to changes in education policy,
其实人口结构的变化和这个房住不炒的这个定位也在深刻的影响着学区房的未来。
In fact, changes in population structure and the positioning of not speculating on housing are also profoundly influencing the future of school district housing.
对。
Okay.
那这两个因素到底是怎么来改变学区房的这个属性呢？
What are the two factors that have changed the property of the school district?
因为现在全国的这个学龄人口是持续减少的嘛。
Because the number of school-age population in the country is continuously decreasing.
对。
Okay.
那像南京
Like Nanjing
上海
Shanghai
北京这种大城市
Beijing, a large city
其实已经出现了生源减少、学校合并甚至停招的情况。
Actually, there have already been cases of schools merging or suspending enrollment due to declining student numbers.
那学位就变成了一个供过于求的状态。
That degree became surplus.
所以学区房的稀缺性就没有了。
Therefore, the scarcity of school houses has disappeared.
这个是一个长期的趋势。
This is a long-term trend.
是很难逆转的。
It's irreversible.
所以说学区房的这个投资的神话真的是被打破了。
Therefore, the myth of investing in school district houses has been debunked.
对。
Okay.
因为国家现在就是明确的要打击学区房的炒作。
Because the country is now clearly aiming to crack down on the speculation of school district houses.
要把教育属性从房产当中剥离出去。
To separate the educational attribute from the property.
让房子回归到居住的本质。
Bring the house back to its essence of living.
嗯。
Well.
所以未来的话。
So, in the future.
学区房它不会彻底的消失。
School houses will not disappear completely.
就是顶级的学区还是会有一些溢价。
The top school district will definitely have some premium.
但是它更多的是满足那些自住和入学的刚需。
However, it mainly caters to the needs of those who are looking for self-use and enrollment.
就它不再是一个投机暴富的工具了。
OK, 那今天我们把南京的这个学区房新政和它带来的影响给大家聊了一下。
Okay, today we're going to talk about the new policy for school district properties in Nanjing and its impact.
其实我们看到的不仅仅是一个城市的变化。
In fact, what we see is not just the change of a city.
其实也是整个中国的楼市和教育格局正在发生深刻的转型的一个缩影。
This is actually a microcosm of the profound transformation of the real estate and education markets in all of China.
是的。
Yes.
那这期节目咱们就到这里啦。
That's all for this episode.
感谢大家的收听。
Thank you for listening.
咱们下次再见。
See you next time.
拜拜。
拜拜。
Bye bye bye.